Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. That old sports injury you brushed off years ago may still be making its mark. Post-traumatic arthritis can develop long after an ACL tear, fracture, or dislocation, quietly eroding joint health with little warning. Understanding the connection between past injuries and long-term joint conditions is the first step in staying ahead of them. Here's what you need to know. Understanding post-traumatic arthritis versus osteoarthritis. As we observe arthritis month this May, the conversation often shifts toward the natural wear and tear of aging. However, for many active adults, the root cause is actually post-traumatic arthritis. Unlike the gradual onset of osteoarthritis, post-traumatic arthritis is the direct result of a specific injury, such as a fracture, dislocation, or ligament tear, that fundamentally altered the joint's mechanics. Even with successful surgical intervention, the biological environment of the joint changes the moment a trauma occurs. High-risk injuries that cause long-term joint degeneration. In a sports medicine practice, we frequently see early-onset arthritis in patients who were highly competitive in their youth. Certain injuries are more likely to lead to PTA, ACL, and meniscus tears. The knee relies on precise stability. Once the ligament or cushioning is compromised, the cartilage is subjected to abnormal shearing forces. Shoulder and elbow dislocations. Recurrent instability or a single violent dislocation can shear off bits of cartilage, leading to premature bone-on-bone contact. Fractures near the joint. If a break extends into the joint surface, an intra-articular fracture, even a microscopic misalignment can act like a pebble in a shoe, grinding down the cartilage over time. The delayed onset of post-traumatic arthritis explained. It is a phenomenon observed while treating athletes at the professional level for decades. The injury sustained in one's 20s often becomes the joint pain managed in one's 40s. This latency period can be deceptive. A patient might remain highly active for years, unaware that the initial collision sport trauma triggered a cascade of inflammatory cytokines. These proteins gradually degrade the cartilage matrix until the joint can no longer move with its original fluidity, resulting in stiffness, swelling, and decreased performance. Modern management of early onset arthritis. Managing post-traumatic arthritis does not mean hanging up your sneakers. It means shifting toward a strategy of preservation. Modern orthopedics offers a spectrum of interventions designed to prolong the life of the natural joint. From biologic injections that modulate the inflammatory environment to advanced physical therapy focused on unloading the affected compartment, the goal is to maintain an active lifestyle while protecting the remaining cartilage. Early intervention is the most effective way to slow the progression of post-traumatic arthritis before a total joint replacement becomes the only option. The transition from a sports injury to a chronic condition is a complex biological process, but it is one that can be managed with the right expertise. A comprehensive orthopedic evaluation can help clarify the current state of your joint health. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.